And one of the things I think that they were saying to us that really resonates with me is don't die with your music still in you. And a lot of people do. In fact, it's my experience in working with people over the past quarter of a century or so that too many of us, and those especially who experience a level of frustration and disappointment in their lives. I remember the wonderful novel, The Death of Ivan Illich, and there was Ivan laying on his deathbed, and he was contemplating this question that would be a horrible question to have to contemplate. He said, what if my life has been wrong? What if my life has been wrong? What if I didn't really do what I came here to do? Because part of me really knows, more than just believes, but knows that when you're born and when you show up here, your work shows up here with you. It's placed in your heart. And too often we ignore it in the name of fulfilling a destiny that has been laid out for us by other people and so on. So these people that I will be referring to, what I call ancient wisdom, this ancient wisdom came from people who felt something very profound in their hearts, that they absolutely knew that they had to express. And it's almost as if you have to find within yourself what it is that you know you are here for and follow that instinct, independent of what anybody else out there might think about it, without being objectionable and nasty and recalcitrant and so on, but still having within you this knowing that I have certain music that I have to play. I have certain things that I have to do. And I feel it deeply, and I feel connected to that. And not allowing myself to do it means that I might spend that time, I might get to that place at the end of my life and say, what if it's been wrong? What if I didn't listen to that inner voice? Well, these people, there's two things about these people that I think are significant. One is what they were like. And the second is what they had to say. And one of them is an ancient teacher. His name is Patanjali. And Patanjali is known in the ancient world 1 to 3 centuries before the birth of Christ. There's no actual date of actual record of his birth and death. And he was the one who wrote the original Yoga Sutras, and wrote a wonderful book that I immersed myself in a few years back called How to Know God. And Patanjali, one of the things that he said to these people, now remember, we're talking about something that's going back maybe 3,500 years or more. And here was this great teacher in the ancient world. And this is one of the things that he said. When you are inspired, the word inspired comes from in spirit. I don't know if you've ever noticed that when you're truly inspired in your life, that is, when you're doing what you know you're here for, everything seems to work. The right people show up. You don't worry about being hungry. You don't worry about being tired. You're not concerned with whether or not anybody's going to like it or not. When you're truly inspired, that is, whether it's cooking or being with your children or writing or composing music or filling out tax forms, whatever it might be, when you feel inspired, everything works. And the reason that everything works is because you have left the material, the physical world, the world of the ego, and you've moved into the world of spirit. And when you move into the world of spirit, into that invisible world, you get connected. And inspiration means inspired. And Patanjali said, when you are inspired by some great purpose, some extraordinary project, all your thoughts break their bonds.